This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 20 minutes till the top of the hour. Our next guest is here to preview his talk this evening at the Planetarium about Earth's footprints in the galaxy. Welcome, Mark Finkelstein. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see, 7 to 8 p.m. tonight at the Marie Drake Planetarium?
That's correct.
Got it. Among other things, Mark, you're a retired aerospace engineer. Is that right?
Right.
Got it. Sometimes I think of aerospace as things that happen within the atmosphere.
Sometimes they do.
And sometimes
so
they go out, right?
Space.
Got it. Got it. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect tonight.
Well, the program basically takes a look at what Earth looks like potentially from another civilization, if such a civilization exists. So we transmit signals like this radio station right now. These signals go off into space. Some of them propagate very far. Some don't. And the question then becomes, when you look out in light years of distance to other star systems, what does our radiation pattern of Earth really look like? These radio stations and TV stations are unintentional. In other words, they intend to radiate to their audiences but not to other civilizations. And in rare cases, we've actually transmitted with the intention of seeing if we can't contact somebody else way out there. But that's a pretty rare event. So the question is, what's our visibility look like from 4 light years, 10 light years, 50 light years away?
So you're telling me that there could be some aliens right now listening to Juno Afternoon?
It's not impossible, but it's unlikely.
They should call 586-3636 and contribute. No, I'm just kidding. Wow, this sounds really interesting. So again, it starts at 7 p.m. I understand you're going to do your presentation and then show the stars on the Spitz projector. Is that right?
Yeah, the stars will be shown and it'll probably be before my presentation. I'm not involved with the Spitz projector part.
Got it. How do you go about guessing and postulating how we might be seen from other places?
Well, you take an engineering point of view as opposed to a pure science point of view. And that's what I like to do. And so I did a little bit of homework on this. And if you think about this, we've had technology now for about 100 years. Okay, so that's the first limit. So in the Milky Way galaxy, there's something like 100 billion stars, give or take. Well, you can't try to transmit and talk to 100 billion star systems. So you've got to limit that. And there's a very easy way to do that. So if we've had radio for 100 years, then the furthest anybody could have heard us by today is 50 light years away, 50 years for our signal to get to them and 50 years for them to respond to us. Well, within 50 light years, there's now only about 130 stars that are capable of having planets that are capable of supporting life. So we've taken it down from 100 billion to 130. And you can get it down much further with a variety of things also. So if you look at the type of signal, you look at how they propagate, you can find out what signals could actually reach 5, 10, 50 light years away. And it turns out that if you wanted to make that signal go that far, you can make signals go that far. But unintentionally, there's only a very, very few, and we'll talk about that tonight.
Got it. Have we detected any signals that look questionable here on Earth?
So back in 1977, there was one detection that's called the WOW signal from Ohio State University. And it was detected once. It was never detected again. It was looked for by a variety of radio astronomy facilities with no luck. And in fact, the Ohio State University radio telescope had 2 feed horns. And the scanning was based on the rotation of the Earth. So they expected that signal to come back 3 minutes later as the Earth rotated. It didn't. So that's the closest, but it's also highly questionable.
What keeps you interested in all of this, Mark?
Well, I've been interested in this for a long time. My career has been in the satellite development and signal processing arena. So, you know, I've gone back a long way on that. And I'm involved with Civil Air Patrol as an aerospace education officer. So part of that is community outreach, which this function is certainly related to.
Okay. We're listening to the voice of Mark Finkelstein. He'll be presenting tonight from 7 to 7 to 8:15 p.m. at the Marie Drake Planetarium. Mark, am I saying your last name correctly?
You are.
Okay.
And can I put in a note on the website? It's mariedrakeplanetarium.org, O-R-G, and also there's a Facebook page.
We have a lot of guests in for the Folk Fest right now. If somebody's For those folks who have never been to the planetarium before, how would you describe how to get there?
Well, it's right between Juneau Douglas High School and Harborview Elementary School. So it's very close to the station.
Yeah.
And there's a big lighted sign that says Marie Drake Planetarium, and it's one of these scrolling lighted signs. So you can't miss it. Just come on over a little bit before 7. Love to see you there.
That's tonight. Mark Finkelstein, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.